Welcome to Art Research International. The one that is ministering to you tonight is Pastor Lenin Wery. I want us to go to the book of Galatians. We're going to go through the Word of God tonight to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe in the power of the Word of God. As the Bible says, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Lord. So each and every day, the Lord has a word for us, and as we grow in the knowledge of the word of God, we shall receive victory in all sides, in Jesus' name. So let's go to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. I will begin reading from verse 4, which says, "But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his own neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load." Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible says that each one of us will have to bear his own load. Hallelujah. Each one of us will have to bear their own burden. You see, this is the truth that needs to bring us to awakening, to make us think like individual person. Praise the Lord. You might be going to a church where there are so many people. You might be going to a gathering of brethren. You might have family members. You might have people that love you. But you need to remind yourself that there is a call of accountability. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And most of the time, we tend to forget the responsibility that God has given us as human beings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, God has given us responsibility to bear burden. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To bear burden. There is a burden that you, as a child of God, you are called to carry. Glory be to God. And part of the burden that we are called to carry is burdens of the decisions we have made in life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And today we live in a community, we live in a society where many people tend to run away from their burdens. Praise the Lord. They tend to run away from responsibility they have created, responsibilities that God has given to them, while they pass that responsibility to other people. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. The moment we raise a generation that doesn't know how to carry burdens upon their shoulder, we are heading to destruction. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. It's like some of the animals that will bear heads and run away from the eggs, praise the Lord, without caring that children will have to come out of those eggs, and who will be able to take care of their children. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. There are burdens that God wants each one of us to be responsible of. Hallelujah. And one of the burdens that God has called us to bear is the burdens of decision making. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the life we are is out of the decisions we make. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The decisions you make today will determine the kind of future you will have tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember when I was in primary school, when people were going to school, I had friends, I had agents that decided to leave school. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some decided to leave, to drop out of school. Hallelujah. Some decided to do a different thing with their life. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But as time goes, you might be of the same age, but you won't be able to, hallelujah, to eat, hallelujah, to have the same future because of the kind of decisions that each person decided to make with their life. life. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. A time come where you can't complain to anyone of your failures. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, when the enemy doesn't want your eyes to see, he begins to put the blame game. You begin to blame others of your poverty. You begin to blame others of your foolish decisions. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You begin to blame others of your ignorance. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. When time and chance has been given to all, glory be to God. God has given you the same prayer. Hallelujah. The same breath Bill Gates have. The same breath Elon Musk have. Glory be to God. God has given it to you. Praise the Lord. It is for you to rise up and bear your burdens. Praise the Lord. Bear your responsibility. Glory be to God. Understand that each person will account for their life. Each person will account for the decisions they make. Each person will account for every careless words they spoke with their mouth. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why you have to be careful of the things you say with your mouth. You have to be careful of the kind of vows you enter with people. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because God will hold us accountable of every careless words. Careless words. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people just speak carelessly. People even speak, oh, I feel like that. Oh, I feel like I'm going to do this. Oh, praise the Lord. Every careless words you are speaking, God is saying is going to hold you accountable of them. Praise the Lord. Because you have to bear the burden of the words. You have to bear the burden of the covenants you make. You have to bear the burden. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we on the same page? Hallelujah. Each one, the Bible says, for each will have to bear his own load. Each one. Praise the Lord. You see, sometimes, hallelujah, the load may be very heavy to other people. So if you add them yours, they may collapse. Praise the Lord. Sometimes each one is trying to survive. Each one is trying to survive with the load they carry. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. So you too, you have to wake up to the reality of being able to carry your load. Being able to take responsibility of the actions you have taken in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it is my prayer that the Lord may give us the wisdom of applying our life to the wisdom of God, of making decisions that one day you won't regret of them. Praise the Lord. May the Lord help each one of us from costly mistakes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's what we call costly mistakes. Hallelujah. That can affect you the rest of your life, can be stagnated, praise the Lord, because of making costly mistakes. Hallelujah. Because of choosing to be ignorant. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because of thinking that somebody is somewhere that will help me, that will stand with me. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And you end up making costly mistakes. There are certain ways that no family member may be able to help you, not even a friend. Hallelujah. But it is upon you to bear your own burden. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the same book, in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that he will also reap. This is one of the hard truths in life. Hallelujah. Do not be deceived, the Bible says. God is not mocked. Hallelujah. I have heard of some of the testimonies of some people say that they when they want to marry, they are looking for the church guy. They are looking for that man that goes to church. They are thinking that that one is going to be with a good character and so on and so on. And they come to the house of God looking for that one. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, even in the church, you can meet the devil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are devils too sitting in the church. So if you, your life is not meeting the character of Christ, if you, your life is not submitted to the Lord, if you, your life is not sown in the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of God, glory be to God, don't expect to have the same harvest in that kingdom, glory be to God, because God cannot be mocked. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. For whatever one sows, that also he will also reap. Hallelujah. If you want people to be a blessing to you, you also sow the seed of being a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want people to give to you, you also sow the seed of giving. If you want people to stand with you, sow the same seed. The thing that you want to harvest, are you sowing it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The thing that you demand others to give you, are you sowing it? Are you giving it out? Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And there's no one under the sun who is poor enough that they have nothing to give. Because God gives the seed to the soul. Do you know even the air you breathe today is a seed from God? Glory be to Jesus. Even when you don't have anything in your pocket, you can still worship God. You can still praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you can still stand in the altar and call upon the name of God. You can still go on the streets and win souls for God. Glory be to Jesus. You can still be a blessing in the church, cleaning the house of God. You can still be a blessing doing something, even in volunteering. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't expect people to be good to you when you're not sowing the seed of being good. Don't expect people to smile to you when you're not smiling. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because whatever a man sows, shall he also reap. In Jesus' name, let me thank this people. Hallelujah. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever a man sows, shall he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So there are two kinds of sowing. You can choose to sow in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. While also, you can choose to sow in the flesh. The Bible says those that sow in the flesh, they reap corruption. But those that sow in the Spirit, hallelujah, they reap eternal life. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why you have to be very careful of the kind of seed you are sowing. If you are sowing the seeds of division in the church, hallelujah, the same seed will multiply and come back to your life. If you are sowing the seeds of gossip, if you are sowing the seed of breaking people's family, you know that the man is married, but you are still approaching them. You know that the guy is married, but you are still hunting them. That is a seed you are planting, praise the Lord. And one day that seed will mature. One day that seed will come to hunt you. You know, there are people that stole somebody's husband and now they are living with that husband, but they are never in peace because they are afraid that somebody else will cheat on them again. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Be careful of the kind of seed you sow, especially the seeds you sow in the flesh may come out to haunt you in a way that you have never imagined. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the time you might have sown the seed, it might be the mustard seed. But the time it grows and multiplies, praise the Lord Almighty, hallelujah, the effect of what you have sown may be too much to bear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the best example
we see in the life of David, for example, hallelujah, David sowed the seed of adultery. He stole somebody's wife. After that, hallelujah, he took the wife. After that, he ended up unaliving the husband. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. After that, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Things begin to climb. Things begin to grow. Those are the seeds he was sowing. But when those seeds that were sown in the flesh, when they begin to mature, the kind of repercussion, the kind of harm that befall the house of David. Hallelujah. The chaos that broke forth, even his own children, because David sowed the seed of rebellion. Hallelujah. His own children began to rebel him. His own beloved son Absalom stood against him, wanted to take his own throne. Hallelujah. Defied his own concubine because of the kind of seed that was sown in flesh. The Bible said that the seeds that are sown in flesh, they reap corruption. They reap wrongdoing. Hallelujah. They reap corruption. You see, corruption is not good. Corruption is rottenness. So whatever you are doing in the flesh, whatever you are doing out of the will of God, may go extra mile to arm you in a way you have never imagined. That's why you have to learn to carry your own burden. You have to learn to calculate. Praise the Lord. You have to learn to calculate whether it is worth it. Is it worth it to commit that adultery? Is it worth it to commit that fornication? Hallelujah. Because that one moment of pleasure can rob you of your destiny. That one moment of pleasure can rob you of everything that you have worked so hard of. I have seen pastors coming out of the pulpit after ministering for 30 years. Hallelujah. But falling into one sin that leads them to decay, that leads them to corruption, that no one remembers no more of the 30 years of their dedication to the work of God. No one remembers no more of the days that they starved to do the will of God because of one seed that is sown in corruption. There are men of God today, they are going down in disgrace because of some seeds that are sown in corruption. The Lord warns us, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, let us not grow weary of doing good. Glory be to Jesus. Because we will reap if we don't give up. So whatever you do which is good, choose to be a blessing. Choose to uphold the commandment of God. As Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandment. Praise the Lord. The one way that people can tell that we love this God, we love this God we have chosen. Hallelujah. We have chosen to forsake the world to pursue God. We have chosen to be in the house of God today while others are in the bar, while others are in the club. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But we have chosen to come to the house of God. We have chosen to come to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. And we have to show the world that we love Jesus by obeying his commandment, by following his teaching. In the mighty name of Jesus, by doing good, by sowing seeds that are a blessing to other people, by sowing seeds of spirit in the name of Jesus. Every time we sow the seeds of the spirit, we build. And every time we sow the seeds of the flesh, we destroy. Glory be to Jesus.
in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to read another scripture from the book of Proverbs. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Father. No one is the King. It is another. Let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 22. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Proverbs chapter 22. I will begin reading from verse 1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. Hallelujah. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The prudent see danger and hides from it. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The prudent, the wise, when they see danger, they hide from it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is an encouragement even to our young people. When you see danger, hide. Don't think you are too smart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are teachings you receive from your elders that are meant to protect you. There are teachings you receive from your elders, especially when we stand here at the altar. The teachings that God enabled us to teach is in order to preserve your life, to preserve your destiny. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. To prepare, to equip you from danger. So when you are wise, when you see danger, you run, you hide. Praise the Lord Almighty. Don't expose yourself from unnecessary harm. Don't expose yourself to danger when you know you are not mature enough to handle that thing you want to enter in. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. There are times when you see danger, you go and hide. Praise the Lord Almighty. Don't expose yourself to danger. Wait on the Lord in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. A good name is to be chosen. So know that your life is not just your life. You carry a name. Hallelujah. You carry a name that tells your capacity. You carry a name that tells of the investment that God has put in your life. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And your name is better than, a good name is better than gold, is better than riches. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So don't do anything, hallelujah, praise the Lord, that will frustrate your character. Don't do anything that will spoil your character. Don't do anything that will spoil your good name. Praise the Lord. Strive to keep your good name. Fight for your name. Sanctify your name. Walk in the truth. Glory be to Jesus. Don't enter into any form of being that will corrupt your good name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why there are people, hallelujah, who have become billionaires and millionaires. They will never joke with their name. They will never joke with their brand. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. They will not allow corruption to litter their brand on the internet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Even right now, I work in a worldly company and they are very serious of their name. They are so very serious of their name that they even brand it. Praise the Lord. They even trademark the name. Glory be to Jesus. Do you know there are companies that now they are selling their stocks, praise the Lord, because of the name.
that their name carry billions, their name carry trillions. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Name alone can give you value. Name alone can give you resources. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why never joke with a good name. Never joke with a good name. You know, there are people that doors of resources were open to them because they say, I know so and so. Because so and so stood and put their name on the ground, put their name in the paper, and they were able to receive that Lord. Praise the Lord Almighty. Because there is a good name behind it. Hallelujah. Fight to protect your name at all costs. Don't do anything that will mess up with your name. Fight for your name. Favor is better than silver or gold. Hallelujah. A good name is to be chosen rather than silver or gold. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The book of Luke, let's run quickly to the book of Luke. Hallelujah. May the whole Lord help us to carry our own burdens. May the Lord give each one of us the grace of awakening that there is a responsibility that you have that no one else can carry, but you yourself can carry the weight of that responsibility that God has called you to bear. In the name of Jesus. And Jesus really talks a lot about this. I want us to read the book of Luke chapter 14 verse 25. Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. You see, the first time I read this, I was in high school. I was a young convert in Christ many, many years back. And I was wondering, how can you reach to a level of hating your own father? Hallelujah. What can give you the reason of reaching to a level where you can hate your own brother? You can hate your own mother. You can hate your own wife. You can hate your own children. You can hate your own brothers. You can hate your own sisters. For the sake, and even you can hate your own life. If you haven't reached to that level, the Bible says you are not worthy of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So imagine even this life you think you live. If you live it above the demand of God, then you are not worthy. You are not worthy. If this life cannot shape the kingdom, if this life cannot shape the will and the purposes of God, God say you are not worthy to become his disciple. If you love your life, then you love God. To the extent you do things with your life that goes against biblical ground, then God says you are not worthy to become my disciple. You have to reach to a place where you know that you breathe because he has allowed you to breathe. You have to reach to a place where you know that this life you have is not your home. This life you have, you are walking in your two feet. It is by the mercies, it is by the grace of God. It is not because you are too good. It's not because your parents are healthy and wealthy. It's not because you are rich. Hallelujah. It is by the mercies of God. And this life you live, it's meant to give him the glory. You can't just live anyhow. You can't just make careless decisions with your life. Even when your life is demanding you to go out there to commit fornication, to commit adultery, to commit wrongdoing, you have to remind yourself, life, you belong to God. You cannot lead me to hell. You cannot lead me to misery. I will better hate you. I will better die with Christ and rise with him. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have to be willing to drop that pride down. You have to be willing to drop that arrogance down. That arrogance that tells you you can't go to church. That arrogance that tells you you can't submit to the will of God. You have to drop it down to pick up your cross and follow God. Sometimes the very people that may separate us from the will of God, they may be the very people that are very close to us. That's why Jesus was stating this. Because he knows that there are many people that could have chosen to follow God if it was not of their families. There are many people that are not doing the will of God because they are following a brother who is telling them it's a waste of time to go to church. Who is telling them, buddy, come, let us go and drink together. Let's go and play with women around. Praise the Lord. And those kind of people, they may be your sister, they may be your brothers. Hallelujah. Is there anyone that is standing between you and God? That pastor may be your brother, may be your sister, may be your mother, may be your children, may be your wife. But if you are not ready to hate them for the sake of the kingdom of Yeshua, then you are not worthy to be counted disciple of God. It means you are not ready to carry your load and follow God. You are not ready because you don't know that the weight, the cost of the kingdom is greater than human relationship. The cost of eternity is greater than what your mother can give you, is greater than what your father can give you. Your father has no heaven to give you. Your mother has no heaven. Your wife has no heaven. Your husband has no heaven. Your brothers has no heaven. Your sisters has no heaven. But it is the Lord who created you. He's the maker of all. He's the one that can give you the keys of life. He's the one that can give you eternal life. So if somebody is leading you to corruption, if somebody is leading you to do things that will take you to hell, and you are not ready to say no. Hallelujah. Because you want to please them. You want to please them. Even when you know they are leading you to hell. Praise the Lord. When it comes to the kingdom, you have to be separated from unnecessary emotional ties. Hallelujah. The weight of the kingdom will separate you from unnecessary emotional ties. That's why when Jesus was telling the disciples, he was telling the disciples, why are you not living? Everybody is living. And Peter said, how can we live? Knowing that we have left our homes, we have left our houses. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They were emotionally detached. They were physically detached from the world. How much are you detached from your environment? When it comes to obeying God, are you willing to let go? Are you willing to lose that job just to obey God? Hallelujah. Even when they want to give you bribe, even when your boss is forcing you to cook the books, but the job is paying you good money. Hallelujah. But at the same time, that job is turning you to a con man. That job is turning you to a thief. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you willing to let go, to bear the weight, to follow God? Even when you become jobless, even when you lose that marriage, are you willing to stand for God? The things that Jesus taught are not easy, but this is the cost of being a disciple of God. That's why not everyone can become a disciple of Christ.
Because becoming a disciple of Christ is a process. Ya kujinyima. Is a process of self-denial. Is a process of dying to the very things we love. To the very things we desire. Sometimes we have to curb our desire. Hallelujah. Because you love God, you can't just go and begin to buy any other dress. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even if you have the money to purchase that dress, you will still want to buy something that will give God the glory. Hallelujah. Not something you will be walking on the street with that is exposing you. Hallelujah. Some realize that the dress they had is short. Is now they are trying to stretch it. Hallelujah. As if they didn't know it was short from the time they bought it. Hallelujah. But because of lust, they bought it anyhow. Because they were not willing to die. Jesus raises the bar. We have to hate what God hates. And we have to love what God loves. That is what David said. Hallelujah. I love those who love you. And I hate those who hate you. Have you reached to a place where you love God to the extent you are willing to hate what God hates? Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We live in a generation. We live in a community that don't want to die. That don't want to surrender to the will of God. That don't want to bear their cross and follow Jesus Christ. But God is telling us tonight that if we are willing to become his disciples, let nothing separate you from the love of God. Let nothing, let not gold, let not silver, let not relationships. Ah, there's nothing that can compare with the love of God. The Bible said, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard of the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. Because it means to love God, it means that there are things that will cost you. To love God, it means there are certain relationships that you will have to disconnect from. Praise the Lord. To love God, it means there are certain things that you will be able to let go even when you love them, even when you treasure them. You will let them go for the sake of your passion, because those things have become a weight. Those things have become a load that you can run this journey with them. You have to become light to enter into the narrow path to the kingdom of heaven. You have to become light, and you have to be careful of the kind of things you choose to carry and journey with them. So for men that love God, a man that have made up their mind that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. No hell, no darkness, no demon. It's Paul that reached to that place where he noticed that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. What it is that is separating your devotion with God, what it is that is separating your commitment with God, what it is that is separating your surrender with God, what it is that is separating your service to God, what it is that is separating that intercourse, that fellowship that you had with God, that fellowship in the secret place, that fellowship of prayer, that fellowship of praise, that fellowship of worship, what it is that have become an idol, what it is that have become a mountain that is separating you from the love of God. This is very weighty when Paul says that, because he knows that there are things that can take your mind from your devotion.
There are things that the devil is offering now to our generation, to our youth, that can take them away from God, that can take their mind away, that can take their intellect away. Our young people today, they are walking on the streets like zombies because of what they are feeding on their mind. They are feeding witchcraft, they are feeding corruption on their mind. And they don't want to feed on the Word of God. They don't want to grow in the holy truth of the Word of God. So you have to make up your mind to love God in this corrupt, in this fallen world, in this world where people love evil than they love good. You have to make up your mind to be a disciple of Christ. You have to make up your mind not to be ashamed of His Word. You have to make up your mind not to be ashamed of the truths of the Word of God. You have to make up your mind to carry your cross and follow Him in the name of Jesus. You have to make up your mind to be a lover of God in the midst of people that hate God, in the midst of people that don't even want to hear the name of God, in the midst of a community that hate the patterns of heaven. You have to make up your mind that me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. Our hearts will burn for Yahweh. Our hearts will burn for the Lord of hosts. The maker of all is the bread we live, and we shall not permit nothing to separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes the relationship we treasure here on the world will remain here on the world, but the life that God gives you is life eternal. Sometimes I see people who are willing to die for a boyfriend. They're willing to die for a husband. They're willing to die for a wife against the will of God. Yet that wife has no heaven for you. That husband has no heaven for you. That son has no heaven for you. Hallelujah. Are you ready to drop like a bucket anything that wants to steal your eternity? Are you ready to drop like a bucket anything that is leading your feet to hell? I am ready to separate. I am ready to let go. And holy relationship and holy ties and holy friendship. I am willing to let go anything that leads me closer to the grave. I am ready to let go of anything that separates me from the love of God. The Bible says, if your eyes makes you to sin, it's better to chop it off. It's better to enter heaven blind than to go to hell with your two eyes. If your hands is causing you to sin, it's better to chop it off. What it is that is preventing you from doing the will of God? Is it the corrupt friends you busy that with? You are moving from house to house, from club to club, from party to party. Those friends that takes you to drink, are they worthy of your eternity? Are they worthy of your love of God? Because when you are dead, will they remember you? Praise the Lord Almighty. What it is that you are holding so dear that you can't let go for the sake of His kingdom? Hallelujah. What it is that you can't let go for Christ. What it is that you have become an idol. What it is that you have lifted in your heart that have become an idol that separates you from worship. That separates you is that bottle of liquor. Let it go. Throw it out to the garbage. I wanted to have a fellowship with God. I wanted to come before His throne and begin to let go what it is that you hold dear in your heart at the expense of God, at the expense expense of your love of God, at the expense of your devotion of God, at the expense of your intimacy with God, what it is that you have lifted in your soul, what it is that you have lifted in your mind, what it is that you make it so much important that you don't have time to come to church, you don't have time to come and worship God, because that job has become an idol to you. May you allow God to search your heart, because we serve a God that searches all things. Allow God to search your spirit. David said, test my heart and know my anxious thoughts. May the Lord search us tonight in the name of Jesus. What is it that excites you more than Christ excites you? What is it that have removed you from the place of worship? What is it that have removed you from the place of service? What is it that have removed you from the place of prayer? What is it that have removed you from the place of worship? What is it that have removed you from the place of devotion? That now you complain all the time. You don't give time to God because you have allowed certain things to become an idol. You have allowed certain things to separate you from the love of God. But God says, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard what God has prepared for those that love him. There are things that God has prepared for my generation, for those that love him. There are things that God has prepared for my destiny, for those that love him. There are things that God has prepared for my household, for those that love him, that no eyes have seen, no ears have heard. I will rather choose to love on God. In a wicked generation, in a transgressive generation, I will choose to lift him. I will choose to worship him. I will choose to be a light. I will choose to have a good name than silver and gold. I will choose to walk in the ways of my King. I will choose to be a lamp. I will choose to be a light in the midst of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Oh, namasilele man. Oh, paratilele ke manatala nilemu. Zeketele katada bahantara bababa. Father, help us. Help us to return to that first love. Rekindle that love again. Oh, God, because we want to be your disciples. Help us to carry our patterns and follow you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For you are our God. You are our Maker. You are our Keeper. Praise be to your name. Glory to your name. Father, minister to our hearts. Let your spirit move in our hearts, O God. Remind us that you are the better option than anything this world may offer, than anything the devil may offer. He may offer the kingdoms of this world the way he came to offer them to Jesus, but it cannot compare with what you are for your children. He may offer the fame of this world, but it cannot compare with what you have for your children. He may offer the wealth of this world, but it can compare with kingdom wealth. It can compare with the help of God. It can compare with the favor of God. Help our hearts to settle on you, Jesus. Help our heart not to waver. Help our heart not to doubt your word, to doubt your truth, to doubt that you are the God that will never leave us, neither forsake us. Oh God, help us, O God, that we will lean on you all the days of our life. We will call you heaviness. We will say that this far we have come, the Lord has helped us. For
For it is not by our own power, neither by our own might, but it is by the help of the Lord. By the help of the Lord, we have come this far. This far we have come, is Ebenezer. We are people that have been helped by God. We are people that God have had mercy on. Help us never to forget you. All the days of our life, we will live a life of trembling in fear and trembling of our God, that we are alive because of him. We are alive because of him. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God, never to forget our love we have for you. All the days of our life, may the love of God continue to burn. May your love continue to burn in our hearts, leading us to the deeper and deeper waters. Oh, deeper, deeper walk with you. Deeper, deeper relationship with you. Deeper, deeper fellowship with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah.